Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. I'm Mark Raven. Today, we are doing a quick preview of an upcoming webinar that's going to be presented on May 11th, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. It's titled Sustaining Continuous Improvement with Habit Science. It's the third in the series being presented by Morgan Wright, our Customer Marketing Manager at Kinexus, and Greg Jacobson, co-founder and CEO from Kinexus. So to register, look for a link in the show notes, or you can go to kinexus.com/webinars. We're joined today by Morgan Wright to talk about what we're going to learn about on May 11th. Morgan, thanks for being here again to do another preview.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I just saw and heard Greg and Morgan do a dry run of this third webinar in the Habits series. It's great. I hope everyone will register and come and attend or watch the recording. It builds upon the first two. So I guess I think the main question for today is, how does this one build upon the first two webinars when we start talking about sustaining continuous improvement using habit science?
Yeah. So Mark, I think I shared with you last time, Greg and I have been studying and reading and learning about this really for the past 12 months. So it's funny to see it all come together. And it's crazy that this is kind of our third and final installment of this series. Yeah. So back to your original question. So kind of how it builds upon the first two. So of course, we want these webinars to build upon one another, but also be able to stand on their own. So a big part of the first 15 minutes or so is really calling back to a couple of really important concepts that we want to make sure are really ingrained in people before moving forward, things that are really important to know in order to build upon. So in this third, we definitely spend some time recapping, as well as we start to really dig into this concept of these habit loops. If you've joined us for any of our past two webinars, you know what I'm talking about when I say habit loop. And how do we build these habit loops, at multiple habit loops, to ultimately work together for all the different kinds of people in our organization? We know not everybody's the same. Not everybody has the same responsibility. So how do we set up improvement work to ultimately become a habit for each of these different kinds of people in their organization? And of course, we have stories. Greg shares a couple of awesome stories, that one of which you may recognize. One is from actually a Kinexus customer, of some really awesome kind of keystone habits that have been ultimately ingrained within their own organization. So I really hope everybody will enjoy it. I know Greg and I have had a really fun time learning and kind of growing through all of this.
And there's, I'm sure, a lot of kind of common practice or common recommendations between trying to build a habit. Let's say I've got a yoga mat behind me here, trying to do yoga every single day. Like I'm on a 4-day streak. I need to make it a longer streak. But there are different ways of trying to build a habit and make it sustain on a personal level, as you and Greg have shared about the habit loops. I'm trying to put it into better practice. But when we talk about continuous improvement habit loops, I know you're going to go into much more detail in the webinar, but can you give us a little context of what type of continuous improvement related habit loops people might need or want to build?
Yeah. So I think the cool part about these habit loops, like I kind of mentioned earlier, is it speaks to each of our different kinds of people in our organizations, what they need to do. So if it's an executive that needs kind of that overall high level view of what's going on in his or her improvement culture, and you know, how could he engage as far down to, you know, those frontline workers? And everybody, of course, has their own different responsibilities day to day. So how can we piece in that CI work and to ultimately create that habit where that frontline worker can remember, okay, I have all of these other things I need to do today, but let me submit that into Kinexus. I just thought of an improvement, or, you know, I need to make sure I'm moving forward on the improvement that I'm working on with my peer. So I really think that ultimately we'll be able to show how we can really ultimately support all of those different habit loops, as well as how that CI coach, if you are in an improvement organization, can really help to support everybody in a manageable way as well.
Yeah. So it's about, as always, cue, routine, and reward. You know, yes. leaving the yoga mat out is part of my cue. I don't forget about the need to do yoga. There are certain routines and making sure I'm committing to the time, and I'll tell you the reward. It might not happen right away. I hit every single day in the month of January, and I tell you, my lower back really started feeling better. So I think
awesome
to the power of sustained habit as opposed to sporadic practice. And I would encourage people the same way with continuous improvement or huddles or other daily management practices. If you're doing it sporadically, you're not going to get the same benefit of really making it a continued habit, whether that's, you know, physical impact, or just, you know, organizational impact when it's a continuous improvement habit.
And it's funny you mentioned that, Mark, because that's one of the concepts that we talk about in our webinar. You're giving everybody a little sneak preview.
And we'll leave it at that, right? I'm not trying to give too much. Yeah. I'm trying to step on what you and Greg are going to present, but it's really, it's compelling, helpful information, well presented, as was done in the first two webinars. So I will put links to those first two webinars if you want to go back and check them out. But it, like Morgan said, not a requirement to have seen the first two to get a lot out of this one. But we will certainly encourage people to share all three. Watch them as a team. Watch them with your colleagues and put these habit loops to work. So again, that upcoming webinar, May 11th, Sustaining Continuous Improvement with Habit Science, Morgan Wright, who has been with us today, Customer Marketing Manager for Kinexus, and Dr. Greg Jacobson, co-founder and CEO from Kinexus, will be presenting that. So hope to see you there. If you attend live, you can ask questions. If you are checking out this preview after May 11th, the recording will be available. And we hope you make it a habit to keep attending our Kinexus webinars. How's that, Morgan?
That was perfect. I love it.
Thanks. Thanks again for doing the preview, and thanks for doing the webinars.
Thanks.